From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. More than $4 million will aid 20 projects across the state with the sole focus of raising the competitiveness of specialty crops grown in Washington. The Washington State Department of Agriculture received approximately $4.6 million from the USDA to fund projects at nonprofits, government organizations, universities and community colleges, and agricultural commissions. Specialty crops are fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. With the opening of its new Engineering Production and Innovation Center, Upside Foods is taking the next step in bringing cultivated meat to consumers. CEO Uma Valetti says when we founded Upside in 2015, it was the only cultivated meat company in a world of skeptics. And when we talked about our production dreams, they were just that. Dreams. In their 53,000 square foot Emeryville, California production facility, Upside will produce any species of meat, poultry, or seafood from animal cells. The House Ag Committee heard from farm groups on challenges to the supply chain last week. The American Soybean Association and National Biodiesel Board expressed concerns over labor and shipping, but say there is plenty of soy oil supplies for the food sector. ASA President Kevin Scott says there is currently no soy oil shortage, nor is one envisioned by year end, but there are very real supply chain challenges impacting agriculture. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.